It's known as the Roof of the World. 4,700 metres above sea level lies the Tibetan Plateau. Its glaciers are the source of many of Asia's most important rivers. But the ice is melting. Scientists say if that continues at current level, two-thirds of the plateau's glaciers will likely be gone by 2050, affecting up to 2 billion people in China, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Bhutan.
Glacial melting on the Tibetan Plateau should be a climate change alarm bell for global heads of state.
Delegates at the Paris summit will attempt to reach a new binding agreement limiting emissions of carbon dioxide, which scientists say are driving temperatures upward. They aim to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by the end of this century.
Without that, we will begin to feel extremely severe impacts of climate change, such as extreme weather events, droughts, flooding, and other disruptions to our way of life.
Scientists say we are likely already starting to feel some of the impacts of climate change. 2015 has been the hottest year ever recorded. There is evidence that warmer temperatures are making storms more intense. Much of the debate over reducing CO2 emissions is over who should pay for developing countries to adapt their industries. At the previous summit, developed nations agreed to provide $100 billion of public and private financing by 2020 to help developing countries adapt to climate change and develop greener technologies.
Several countries have offered to double their contributions of public finance, so that's all encouraging. The costs of clean energy deployment have plummeted in recent years, and they've plummeted the fastest in some developing countries.
But more compromise will be needed. Host François Hollande called on the world to meet the challenge.
We want an agreement, but not any agreement. One that is ambitious and binding.
An accord contraignant.
Several events during the summit have been cancelled following the terror attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago. France has deployed an extra 8,000 police officers on its borders. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.